This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is NY4G. That's November Yankee 4 Golf. My name is Ariel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., 365 days a year. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina line, near Highway 276. The repeater, at an elevation of 3,500 feet, is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via Echolink. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call NY4G. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call NY4G. Stations that have are listed on the pre-check-in list, and they are as follows. And Net Control is acknowledging them as having been checked in. W4CFM, that's Fred, he's in TR. And N4 India Echo India, that's Isla, she's also in TR. And Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot, Don from Inman, and KC4W. And that seems to be the only people on the list as of right now. Let me pause for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call NY4G.
Net Control. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, KJ4HKC, John in Belton. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Acknowledging John, Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie. He's calling from Belton. Glad to have you tonight, Belton. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else who's in Echolink station, please call NY4G.
Net Control, this is Whiskey Bravo 4, Uniform Golf Alpha, WB4UGA, and Joe on St. Simon's Island, Georgia, negative and negative.
Acknowledging Whiskey Bravo 4, Uniform Golf Alpha, that's Joe, and he's calling from Georgia. Thanks for checking in, Joe, via Echolink. Anybody else who's in Echolink station, please call NY4G. The roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for a rag chew portion. And it's a time when you can rag chew on any topic you want with the net controller for a brief period of time. Tonight being Saturday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call NY4G.
NY4G. In area, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in deep map, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Good evening, Errol. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
NY4G. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer. Negative, negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Ariel.
For G. Ariel, please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
NY4G acknowledging a good group in there. That first is Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Rick. And checking in with him is his bride, Lorena, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar. And their daughter, Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. They're all in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in. Next is Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. That's David calling from Inman. And Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. That's Dave calling in from Greer. Thanks for always for the reminder that I'm net control tonight, Dave. And next is KI4DOS. That's Gary. And checking in with him is K3JOI. That's Pride Joy. They're both in Easley. Thanks for checking in, Gary and Joy. Anybody else? Delta Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
4G. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG. Wandering around over next to Warren Shoals. Be negative, negative 73 is to you and everybody on that.
Control acknowledging KN4 UBG. KN4 UBG, if you can call back with, I didn't get the name if you mentioned it. If you can call back with your name so I can have it in lock over.
The name will be Kilo Echo Victor, India, November. Be Kevin. Mobile around where shoals.
Acknowledging Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's Kevin, mobile in Ware Shoals. Thanks for checking in tonight, Kevin. Let's move on to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call NY4G.
Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha, Dave in Spartanburg, and my favorite wife, Vicky. Kilo Sierra 4, Victor Juliet. Also in Spartanburg.
4G, please check in. Gene and Robbie. Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel India Alpha. Gene. And Kilo Juliet 4 Kilo Ocean X-ray Robbie. Bravo Delta negative and negative.
Acknowledging Kilo Echo 4 Echo Alpha, that's Dave, and checking in with him is his favorite bride, Vicky KS4 Victor Juliet. They're both in Spartanburg. Thanks for checking in, Dave and Vicky. Next is Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel India Alpha, that's Gene, and checking in with him is Robbie KJ4 KOX. They're both in Greenville. Thanks for checking in, Gene and Robbie. Anybody else from the Echo Through Hotel group, please call NY4G.
4G. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and negative to negative tonight, Ariel. Thanks.
Catching Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. That's Harry calling from North Carolina. And, anybody else from the Echo Through Hotel group? If not, we'll go on to the India Through Lima group. Please call NY4G. 4G calling for India Through Lima. Let's move on to the Mike to Papa group. If there's no India Through Lima calls, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Please check in. Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. K4KAE. This is Alice in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
In Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec office. KM4LQO, this is Ryan Azatella. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hey, call the net, 73 to everyone.
4G. Good. Please check in. Kilo Z4 Mike, Tom, and Kilo November 4 Lima Bravo Oscar. That's Sharon. We're mobile in northern Spartanburg County. Negative, negative.
4G. Please check in Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo. Live in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Ariel. And good evening to you and everybody on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, up here on the mountain now in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative in 73s for each one of you.
4G. One on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's will be negative and negative.
4G. Hello, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. J-I-4-L-Z-I on HT. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
4G. Carry out. Great to hear you calling the net. Just wanted to say, I really enjoyed your latest video traveling on the Appalachian Trail. Thank you. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. I hope everyone has a good night. 73.
Number Yankee 4, Golf Net Control for the Blue Ridge Tweeter Net, and acknowledging a big group here. Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo, that's Alice calling from Taylor's. And Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, that's Ryan. And after them is Kilo Z4, Mike, that's Tom. And checking in with him is Kilo November 4, Lima, Bravo, Oscar, that's Sharon. After those is Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, that's it, calling from Fletcher. And Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, that's James from Tuxedo, North Carolina. After that is November 4, Hotel Charlie, that's Warren, calling from Taylor's. And Kilo India 4, Lima, Zulu, India, that's Andy from Table Rock. And Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, that's Larry. And Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo, that's Donna. They make their home in Greer. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for the compliments on my video. Anybody else from the Mike Through Papa group, please call NY4G.
NY4G, recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
This is Alice. My call sign is A4AAT. Thanks.
4G. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt in Edmond, I'll be negative, negative.
4G. And out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, Aaron. Net control, acknowledging a correction made by Alice. Alice made the correction. You're Kilo Echo. Thanks for checking in. And next is Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. That's Walt calling from Inman. And Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. That's Pat calling from Walden. Anybody else from the Mike Through Papa group, please call
NY4G. NY4G, recheck again. This is Alice. My call sign is Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo.
Not the first time. That's what I had written down the first time, is Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. I may have mispronounced how I recalled it, but now it's corrected again. It's Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. Alice, thanks for checking in. Let's move on through the Quebec Through Tango group. Please call NY4G.
4G. Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie, call.
Come back with that check-in, please. Went a little too fast for my ears.
4G. This is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie, call. TCG.
And the location, please.
The name is Harry, and I'm in North Taylors.
Call acknowledging Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf. That's Harry calling from North Taylors. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else from the Quebec Through Tango group, please call NY4G.
4G. Kilo November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, negative and negative.
So acknowledging Kilo November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, that's John and Inman. Thanks for checking in, John, tonight. And anybody else from the Quebec Through Tango group, please call NY4G.
4G, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra,
again,
negative.
I think you're a little weak there, but I have in my log Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra. Gene, if that's incorrect, please call back. November Yankee 4 Golf Control acknowledging Gene Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else from the Quebec Through Tango group, please call NY4G. Uniform Through Zulu group, please call NY4G. To the big group, Alpha through Zulu, anyone anywhere within the sound of my voice wanting to check in to the Blue Ridge to meet internet, please call November Yankee 4 Golf.
Please check in and out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha, that's KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net 73, and thanks to the club for a great ham fest today.
Acknowledging Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, that's Ken. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, anyone anywhere wanting to check in to Blue Ridge to meet the net, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's. Somebody tells me that I seem to be over-deviating. Could you comment on that, please? Anyway, other than that, negative and negative, over.
FHA being acknowledged by net control. Gene, I don't think you're overdriving it. You do have a good signal. I don't know if anyone else wants to comment. I don't really have a view meter that will say that you're overdriving, or at least I don't think you are. Control, November Yankee 4 Golf. Well, looking for check-ins. Anyone anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
D. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in. Everyone have a good evening.
Hopefully you're safe and sound with the storms coming through. Please check in. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform. KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
NY4G acknowledging Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, that's Steve calling from Inman. And Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, that's Richard calling from Northwest Anderson. Anyone anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, wanting to check in to the Blue Ridge to meet internet, please call NY4G. NY4G now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for the check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net. Did I miss anyone for RAGCHUs? I don't have anyone on the RAGCHU list. If you wanted to stay for a RAGCHU, and here's your opportunity, please call NY4G. Let's see, anyone else for check-ins? Last time for check-ins before I close the net. Alpha through Zulu, anyone anywhere within the sound of my voice, please call NY4G. I'll close the net now by submitting my net report. Net report, are you ready to copy my net report? My message number 41, routine abbreviated from NY4G to W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net Report for September 12, 2020, QNI was 38. QDC is 1. Break, signed NY4G. How copy? NY4G now securing the Blue Ridge to Meternet. With our thanks for the check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, send good night.
NY4G, WB4UGA.
B4UPA, go ahead.
If I can get my buttons to work here.
Well, need me to add you to the list for check-ins?
To figure 0161. Every once in a while, I have to check in from down here in South Georgia, and it always sounds good, and I feel proud that I was part of something that, that started this thing. 7312.
Alpha, could somebody give me a quick audio check on a fresh repair?
Sounds good, Steve. WB4DJW.
Thank you, Dave. Am I overdriving it at all?
I don't think so, but you might be a little bit close to the mic. Try backing away an inch or two and see if I can tell any difference.
Roger, roger. How's that right there?
Yeah, that's less fuzzy for me, for my ears. But you have to remember, you know, my hearing isn't all that great. But that is less fuzzy for what I'm hearing. It would sound like you might have been just a little bit close to it.
Great. It's an 857D that I'm having just a slight problem with, and I'm getting the bugs worked out. So how is the audio? Good, clean, full quieting? No hiss or buzz or bugs in the background?
Well, if you give me a dead key, you can tell. And if you want, I can bring up the parrot, and you can hear yourself. But it sounds like you've got a fan running in the room. Is there a fan running in there?
Oh, that's great. If you can hear my air conditioner running in the background, I'm very pleased. If you give me a dead key for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, it picks up the air conditioner very easy, really easy. When you talk, it kind of desenses the air conditioner noise so that you come in louder than it does. But then when you stop talking, it's no longer desensing it, and it picks up that air conditioner noise very well. So it, like when you stop talking, the air conditioner sounds a little bit louder. And then when you start talking, it sounds like it goes in the background just a little bit, and then you're over, not overdriving or anything, but you're overwhelming the background noise, which is as it should be.
Excellent. Air conditioning gone now. Fan gone.
There's just a little bit of white noise in the background, but it's definitely not, the fan is definitely gone, yeah.
That's a much more sensitive mic than I had anticipated. Okay, well, good deal, bud. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just playing around with the Raspberry Pi cluster this evening while Ariel was calling the net. It needs a little TLC every now and then. Some of the nodes get to where they only want to run 3 CPU threads instead of 4. I have to talk them into launching that 4th thread. How about you? What have you been up to?
I'm in the final countdown. September 19th is the day for the wedding.
Oh, yeah. I guess as you get closer and closer, it looks better and better. You don't want them, at first, you don't want them to leave the nest, but then after going through all of that, it's like, see ya.
On Sunday morning, September 20th, I'm going to stand on my back porch in the buff, put my hands up in the air and go, freedom! I did it! It's over! No, she's a good kid. I love her to death. Sometimes I just think I need a chicken choker, though.
Is that the last one to launch, or you've got any others to launch after that?
I would like to see both of my granddaughters get married. And at that point, all I got to do is just sit back and watch my boys just squirm.
Well, my first granddaughter, I think she's getting married. I think they announced that they're going to get married, but I don't know what the date is yet. They haven't told that, so I'll probably see that happen. all my kids launched many, many years ago. So, but that one, granddaughter is now getting ready to, she's going to marry a guy from England. So they, I think they met down there at the college she was going to in Florida. And then they moved back up here recently and they're getting ready to get married. I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't know how that's going to work with the COVID thing. I don't think they've figured it out yet either. But I'm pretty sure they're going to get married.
That's good. So, and that's your granddaughter?
That's affirmative. She's 20 now, 21, 22. I just finished college not too long ago.
Well, and see, now you're in the perfect parking spot. You can sit back, just get the invitation for Grandpa, and enjoy it, and not worry about your pocketbook.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen, but that's some wishful thinking. But, yeah, it will be good to see her finally get that squared away. She's doing really good, though. She's started a business and got several locations up and running for, you know, like a beauty shop kind of like things. And they're starting to take off. Started her first one down there while she was in college, and now she's starting another one up here while she keeps that one down there running. So that's pretty good. She's able to do all that through COVID-19, right through the, kind of like me going to the dentist, you know, you're up close and personal, but it works. I don't know how they work it out, but it works.
Tell you what, you get a good kid with a little bit of drive and a little bit of smarts, and they can go a long way. And, you know, it makes you proud, don't it?
W4DJW, absolutely it does. but it's also good to have, watch them leave the nest too. That one, that granddaughter lived with us for a little while, and then went back to live with her mother after she got up in age a little bit. So she's kind of specially close because she spent a few years with us while her mother was going through some rough patches. But then she got all that squared away and moved back in with her mother. But that makes it a little bit different, more like a daughter than a granddaughter, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly what you mean. Well, I have been very, very fortunate. Now, my son, I really worried about him. I never had to worry about my son drinking, drugs, you know, anything like that. You know, he always held down a good part-time job while he was in school. And, you know, as long as he was interested in something, he was motivated. But his only problem was a lead foot. Man, he was one of them I wish I had chicken choked. He got caught doing donuts in the Malden High School parking lot in front of a Malden City cop.
Well, that's probably a good thing. I think I did that one time downtown Greenville and got... And through the white smoke that I left behind me was two blue lights coming through the white smoke. talk about what they used to call that, scared straight. That's what I needed. My son did that same thing too, and he was coming down Highway 25 from North Carolina down that hill and lost it in a pickup truck and just rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled. I don't know how many times that thing rolled, but I think that's what finally broke him of doing it. So hopefully he'll get, cured of that if he's not already.
He did good in school, and as long as he was interested, but when he came out of high school, he didn't really do any good. He started off at Greenville Tech, and he didn't really do any good, but then all of a sudden, he looked at me one day, and he says, "Dad, I want to do electronics like you and Grandpa and Great-Grandpa," and next thing I know, he had me down there helping him work out a contract with the Navy, a solid contract for training to go into the electronics, aviation electronics with the Navy. And now he's out of the Navy, and I'll do a little break here. He's out of the Navy, and he's a civilian contractor working on F-18 modifications. He's qualified on F-18s. UH-60 Seahawks, Airbus A-300s, let's see, what else? Oh, 707s and 737s. you know, for all the electrical stuff. He doesn't do the nav equipment. He's not a bencher. He's an actual electronic on the airframe. So, and he's a good dad. So I'm just real proud of him now. He just had to get interested in something.
Well, that does you good to see them go through that learning and break out the other side into something that they can carry them throughout the rest of their career. I did career day with Texas A&M. I've got another couple of career days coming up. I hire these interns every now and then. I hire them in between their junior year and their senior year at college. I'll keep them in for the summer and let them get exposure to what it's like to go into software development. And then if they like it, then during their senior year, I'll sign them up and say, when you graduate, right, you've got a job. And it's a good paying job, too, for them. They love it. But I was doing career day where you spend 5 minutes with each one of them for 2 hours. You go through students every 5 minutes, a new student. And one of them asked me, are you happy about the career that you chose? And later my wife told me, those kids aren't that creative. They're looking these things up on the internet and figuring out what questions to ask you. I told her, it's really refreshing to hear these kids ask these questions like this because they're so interested. And one of them asked me, would you go back into that same career that you went into now that you're older? And I said, no, I'd be flying. But here's the problem. Flying is up and down, up and down. It's either feast or famine, and where this is stable. And that kid could really appreciate that. But they ask some of the best questions. I think they've been spending a lot of time Googling, and I don't know if they know exactly what it means or what the answers mean, but it was really refreshing to hear them for 2 hours, for 2 days straight.
Yeah, well, and you're in a position where you can catch them on the higher end. You get some of these kids coming out of school, you know, out of high school, and you know they're really not college bound, but they're fairly smart kids. In fact, I've run across a couple that were really smart, and I would need a little bit of help for the summers, and I'd bring them in to the business that I was in, you know, doing the digital imaging, medical imaging, and. You know, and I'm proud to say that I kind of tweaked a couple of them over to, one of them got a two-year degree over here at Tech, but I know of at least three of them that now have four-year degrees, and one of them has a master's in electronics. So, you know, it's always good to look back and say, you know what? I motivated that guy.
It is really nice to see that. I don't know, it's contagious, right? The youth, the anxiety, the wanting to go out and conquer the world, and the inquisitive nature that they have. It's really refreshing. I enjoy it. I'm spent at the end of the 2 hours, though. I'm totally spent. I have to take a break for about an hour to get to recover from it, but it's well worth it. And seeing them, like, as they do really good, as they come up through the ranks and they're doing really, really good, seeing that enthusiasm that just carries on. It's like they have endless energy. And me being, like, less than 10 years away from retirement, I'm like, I'm at the end. I'm ready to. When you're ready to hang it up, and they're coming in the door, and they're just getting started, it's really refreshing to see that.
Let me ask you something, Dave. Have you been thinking about your transition?
Oh yeah. You know, sometimes more, some days more than others, but I've been thinking about it. I think I'm going to enjoy it. I'm pretty sure I am. My wife's getting her library all set up the way she wants it. I'm getting my airplane CNC machining room, right, all set up the way I want it. And it's going to have a few computer grids in there. So we're getting ready to be set up so that we'll at least have space. Like I told her tonight when we were putting the finishing touches, we were putting some finishing books in our bookshelves in the library. I told her that your wife has a place like that that she calls the she shed. But she said, yep, that's what this is. This is my she shed.
That's great. That's great. But I will tell you something, Dave. Now, you know, coming off of what I did, I'm not even close to the level you are with the digital imaging, but I got to tell you, ham radio has been something for me that's been a little bit of a challenge since I'm going into it fresh. And, you know, I like to think I'm learning fairly rapidly. But, you know, you and I believe I could classify both of us as type A personalities, and we've got to have challenges. Otherwise, we're going to go nuts. And it's something you ought to think about as you do actually go into that retirement, man.
Oh, I have goals like that that I want to do. I've got some stuff that I want to do with airplanes for setting them up to be autonomous, like for finding objects that are on the ground, or for doing elevation plots of the Earth, right, autonomously so that you can program them and make them do that themselves. And you just stand back and watch it happen. That's pretty cool. Some more CNC machining parts that I need to be able to do for grid computing, for housing, for grid computers. So I've got lists of things like that I want to do. Nothing that would earn any extra money, but just things that would keep my mind busy, like doing CAD/CAM and programming and machining and flying. That'll all keep your mind active.
I tell you what, I like peddling with my old cars and modifying them, and I like, you know, wood turning and stuff like that, you know, just hobby stuff, and I love my ham, but I'll tell you what, after September 20th, I'm going to get back to all that, because I haven't touched a car in months. I mean, months and months. I got two of them down there staged, ready to go to start restorations on them, but I haven't been able to touch them because of this wedding. But that's going to change. And by the way, I'm actually considering in the next, you know, 3 months, probably sometime before the first of the year, I'm going to go ahead and get me a lift.
Get a what? What was that? A lift? Like to lift the car up?
Yeah, a hydraulic lift. You know, you drive your car up on it and it lifts it up in the air 10 feet.
Yeah, I always wanted one of those when I had a garage, when I used to work on cars inside a garage that I had to hoist the engines out with a come-along tied to the rafters in the barn. Take the hood off, put a come-along through the rafters in the barn and hoist the engine and transmission out, and then push the car out by hand backwards, and then let it down to put it on an engine stand to rebuild the engine and transmission. That was fun. We were watching this Netflix movie called Longmire. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but it's about some guys out in Missouri, I think it is, or no, Montana. I don't know. One of those states out west. And he had an Indian friend that had a 58 GMC pickup truck, which looks almost exactly like the 59 Chevrolet Apache pickup truck that I had. And told my wife that it was painted Kelly green, the one on TV. And the one that I had was red. I painted it gray and white. But I told her, that's a beautiful truck. I'd love to get another one of those things and build it again. And she really, really liked that truck. So we went looking on the internet for finding one of those. You know, those things cost more than my car. They're like $60,000-$70,000 for those things now. You can't just go pick one up for like $10,000 or $600 or something like that. Those things are like $60,000-$80,000 now.
Say $60,000-$80,000. You're talking about a resto mod with a big V8 in it already, aren't you?
No, this is a restored, yeah, completely restored. I can either, you know, get one that's really, really bad shape and rebuild it, which would take a lot of time and a lot of hours, which I'm really not. I've done so much of that, I'm really not interested in it. I'd rather have it restored and drive it once in a while. But with an inline six-cylinder and, you know, I think everything is 6 volts on it back then, not 12 volts. But, you know, just completely restored original equipment. I really enjoyed that truck. I love shifting the gears, the three in the tree, and the way that it felt as you went through the gears, having the pickup capability. My dogs had 2 German Shepherds. They lived in the back of that truck. Everywhere I went, they were in the back of it. So it was just good times. I'd like to have another one of those.
Well, they're out there, but like you said, they're a commodity to find. A buddy of mine, matter of fact, you might have known him. He would have been a class behind you. His name was Russ Buford. Rusty Buford? You recall that name?
I've heard the name before. I can't put a face to the name, but I've heard it.
His dad was dean of the philosophy department up at Furman. And in 1967, his family and my family all lived there in Wellington Green. Well, his dad bought a brand spanking new Chevy C10 short bed. It's red, and it's got 6-cylinder, and it's got a 4-speed transmission on the floor. And that truck is absolutely original. It has the original paint that's still in fairly good shape. And right now, Rusty moved out to the West Coast. He's looking at taking a job in Phoenix as a psychologist. And that truck is sitting up here at my place, waiting for him to get settled in so he can send for it.
That sounds like the truck that Bud Ward used to drive. He was in my class. He had one just like that. His father was George Larry Ward III. He was a air traffic controller when Reagan told him, if you guys walk out, that's it, you're done. And they walked out, and that was it, they were done. He lost his job, and he never recovered from that. But I don't know if you remember Bud Ward, but he had a truck similar to the one you're describing.
Remember Bud Ward? Little fella.
Yeah, that truck he had was brown and white. It was like two-tone, brown on the bottom with a white cab. But the same truck, except I don't think his had a 6-cylinder. I think his had a V8 in it. And I remember that because one time he couldn't get it to rev up, and I was going to clean out the carburetor by putting my hand over the intake and making it force, you know, the air through the carburetor harder to force through all the little vents and everything in it. I put my hand over it while he revved it up, and it had one of those air cleaners that was 360 degrees. It was open with a chrome lid on it, and the lid just went all the way down to the bottom and just crushed the air filter. instead of cleaning out all the ports on the carburetor, it just crushed his air filter.
Yeah, how about that? Boy, I wouldn't have thought of Bud. Sheesh, that's a long time ago. Well, listen, I'm going to get off of here. It's time for me to get back in the house and start my eyelid inspection. You know that movie playing on the backside of your eyelids at night. Go watch the movies. Well, listen, as always, Dave, I enjoy it. Appreciate it. And you have a good evening. And W4DJW, KN4, BWA, I'll be clear after your final.
All right, Steve. Good talking to you. Hope you survive it past the end of the wedding day. I know you will. Just hold your breath. You'll make it. Anyway, good talking to you. I always enjoy it. KN4 VWA, W4DJW, clear and listening.
DJW, KC4EZM.
Hey, Harry, what you up to?
Well, give me a radio check. Tell me how this radio sounds.
Sounds just as good as Steve, if you were listening to Steve just a minute ago. Sounds just as good as his did.
It's an ICOM 02AT. It's the first radio that I ever bought, and I was digging around and found it and decided to hook it up and see if it still works, and I guess it still does.
Is that a mobile or a handheld?
relative. Remember, this is a radio that was that I bought sometime in about 1982 or 83, somewhere in there, when I first got my license.
So you're running off of an internal battery, or you have an external power supply?
We plugged in the external power supply. The batteries for this thing, you can have them rebuilt, but you can buy a brand new, pretty decent Chinese radio for less money than the battery cost for this thing. So basically, I'm running it off of a power supply, and then I have a set of AA holders that I could put on it, and but that only gives me like 3.5 watts, and this is 5, and I'm sitting here with my hand on the belt clip, and it's getting warm. So we'll sign off. Just curious to see if it still works. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry, it is going really good, recognizing Andy. It is sounding good. No problem with it whatsoever. Probably works as good as it did back in the 80s. Go ahead, Andy, W4DJW.
Did I hear you say that's an IC0218?
Roger, roger.
I'm using right now cream puff that I found a few years ago down at Anderson Ham Fest. You can also find those empty shells and make up your own battery pack. They'll be a 10-volt DC, or you can be like, this pack I'm using, it's on this right now, come with it. It's a 14-volt DC battery pack.
Good evening, Andy, KC4EZN. Yeah, I'm, well, this was my main radio back when I first got my license, and I have emptied the batteries out of all the cases just because they were beginning to corrode, and I was looking. This was a BP8, which I think was the 14-volt version to give me 5 watts out. Like I say, I've got some of those empty cases that, that will take AAAs. They're not rechargeable, but it makes the radio still work. I was curious to see if it was still working. I had the thing opened up to where I could pick up the weather stations, and then one time I remember having to go in there and replace a little memory battery, and I was a little bit surprised when I turned it on tonight that memory's still there. Anyway, we'll turn it all back to you, and I'm beginning to think about that eyelid inspection thing that he had too. And Dave, I retired in December of 1999. I'll get it straight. That was right after I went to work. 1999. So I've been retired right at 20 years. If you need any advice, I can tell you where the pit holes are in the road. Not real good about telling you how to avoid them because I tripped into most of them. But basically, what you need to learn to do is when somebody says, can you, the automatic answer is no, because there's about 10,000 really fun things out there that you're going to want to do. And one day you're going to wake up and think, this is too much like work. With that, we'll turn it back to you and Andy, KC4ECN. Everybody have a good day.
Okay, Harry, I looked that up on Universal Radio. That looks like one my dad used to have. I remember seeing that around the house. It looked like the one he used with the keypad up there at the top. And Andy, good to hear you. I didn't know you were talking on one of those, keeping those old radios alive. Good to hear you, Andy, W4DJW.
Packs and this 0218, the 202, the 404. The 204 and as far as icons goes, 0318 and 0418, all these HTs are pretty much alike. And they use the same kind of battery packs and even use the same kind of speaker mic. And out here many years ago at the flea market, they even found an icon Marine HT that's just like it. So It's a whole lot more built for practicality than my T98 is that I bought new. But as he says, they're old, you know, they got limited channel capacity, but I can talk on this thing almost forever and a day and not never get my hand too hot. KI4LZI4.
So I was looking over them on Universal Radio. The O2 is like 2 meter. The O3 is like 220. O4 is 440. They have a 12 AT that is 1.2 gigahertz. And then some others that that don't have the T on the end. And they don't have the DTMF encoder pad if they don't have the T. But anyway, that's interesting, Andy. I'm going to do the same thing. I got to check out here. I got my cluster running back, my Raspberry Pi cluster running smooth again while I was listening to Ariel call the net. But good talking to you. Good hearing you in here. Take care, Andy. KI4LZI, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
One thing you can do, something I mentioned to you a long time ago, you was talking about in your retirement, you, Alex, BAN, and y'all need to somehow get the situation narrowed down on this VHF, UHF digital down to one digital mode. Should we lose analog somewhere down the line, that'd do the amateur service a lot of good if we had just one digital mode instead of a dozen. KI4LZI4.
I hear you on that, Andy. Yeah, I agree with you. That's been one of the projects that I've had on the back burner that I haven't made it into yet. But that's a very good idea. And I think it's going to be the one that there's one that Free Radio Network, FRN, Free Radio. I think it's going to be the one that they use. All of them, all of those different flavors that are created so that people can make money off of it, right? Like ICOM did, I think it was ICOM, got the patent on the chip and you had to buy the chip and then you had to pay for the license to use the chip. I think that all of those are going to start heading toward the one that Free Radio Network uses, and that's something like SEEK or SEEP or something. I can't remember what it was, but I think there's a path for what it is that you're talking about. You're not the only one that's worried about that. There's other people that are doing the same thing. And so I think it's going to hit there, Andy. But anyway, good talking to you, W4DJW.
KI4LZI, KO4ATL, KO4ATL.
Portable testing.